You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
So, Brian, congratulations.
Hey, blessings.
Yeah, again, yeah. Your fifth title as the Extempo finalist and champion. Wow. You're easy, boy.
Just grateful.
But I read your story and I was moved.
Yeah, just humbled and just grateful. I mean, to be here still and to be doing this still as a young man doing this, because I say I'm one of the younger artists, the elder statesmen, the gypsies, the lingos who I met doing the thing. You know, just glad to be on that stage. I won my first one there. And just while I was outside during the intermission, Damian Neville, the MC, you were on a break, and I said, I don't like, you know, when they speak things into the atmosphere. So the two co-representatives, I can't remember who it was, they came in with the box of trophies. So I laugh and I say, hey, they're bringing in my trophy, boy. So I just said that. And then I said to Damian, I said, D, you know how nice it will be to win my fifth one here, having won my first one here. And he said, but just go out and do it.
And you did.
Yeah, just went out and
and the thing is, you went up against your cousin.
Yeah.
A man who is a...
The master, the boss.
The master.
Yeah, and Gypsy is one who... I remember he met me at a TNT Calypso Monarch on Frederick Street, opposite TNT head office.
Mm-hmm.
This was talking about probably since around 2011, 10, somewhere around there, and said to me... Well, he introduced himself and told me, I'm his cousin then.
Right.
So I didn't know where the connection was then. Actually, I found it from family where it was and that kind of stuff. And he said, why do you come in the Extempo? And I said, Extempo is not for me. He said, I mean, you're a writer. So I said, well, you could write. And when you write, I could tear up that paper and like that.
Yeah,
I could
rub off and like that. It's pre-thoughts and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I say, but I say when they come in the Extempo, I say, I don't write over, you know.
No.
I don't do over. He said, but nah, I want to see this writer and it's composed, why come anything? And I said, Gyps, that's not for me. And eventually, I think 2011 or 12, I eventually went myself and a young man called Francois Utley. And I never forgot that. We were really, really good at the prelims. I felt so, the people felt so, and so much to the fact that we didn't make it to the finals though.
I remember
and
that.
And Gypsy came out and he spoke to the media and
about
he said, they robbed them to youth men. They were supposed to be in the finals. And probably had he not said that, I probably would not have gone back, because I felt that, say, well, if I was that good and we make it, then what's the sense?
Right.
You know, and having read that article, that sort of gave me the strength to go back. And just 2 years later, in 2014, won my first title. So, I mean, it wasn't anything long, and thanks to Gypsy, you know, for everything that he has taught me and just for the encouragement to continue doing the thing. Not sure how long I'll stay in it, though.
Well, I mean, boy, as long as God has given you health and strength and you have the ability to entertain, because that's how I see it,
and
compete on the same level and win, congratulations and do it. And, I mean, Gypsy only won 3.
Yeah.
You pass him.
Now Gypsy had 12.
It's 12?
12 titles Gypsy had, boy.
Wait.
Gypsy why did I? 12
no,
extempo
yes.
titles.
It's 12. It's 12. You are 5. Sorry.
Five.
So, you're 7 short. But you're going to make it?
No, I don't know if I'll stay that long, because for me, it's about passing the torch. I don't want to be... And everybody else, everybody has their own timelines and what they want to get out of the thing. I'm about passing on the thing. So, I usually go into schools and do extempo workshops, and people usually ask, you can teach it? Yeah, I can teach it. I can give a foundation of how to do it.
Oh.
So, I usually go into schools and do that. So, my thing is to create another generation of extempo artists, and I don't want to be... I will do it, but to say competing at a particular age or stage in my life... I
applaud you for that sentiment, but I don't just want you to teach it, you know.
Mm.
I want you to also look at discovering.
Mm.
You see, we walk in and we teach and we say, we're in a class and there's always one student that is outstanding and that takes the helm and you say, you could do it, you know.
Yeah.
I want to implore you to look at the other avenue of discovering.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see 2 students in this particular class, take them out.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring them into TUCO. Introduce them to the organization. See if you can get TUCO to do not just the extempo on a senior level, but on a junior level.
Well, let me say this. So that's my... So 2016, having had a... After one full extempo and that kind of stuff, and having a passion for it, trying to get a passion for it, I realized that we have junior competitions for every other facet of the art form.
Except,
other than extempo, junior calypso, junior panorama, parade band,
soca, chutney,
everything. And in 2016 I formed an NGO called Friends of the Youth of Trinidad and Tobago, and we did the first ever national junior extempo monarch. We ran that competition out of pocket. I went to TUCO. TUCO was unable to assist us, and I went around to a few friends. It was no big competition. Started off with about $5,000 in total. That was to help with sponsorship and prizes. Wasn't nothing big. I went around to schools, about 10 schools. I did workshops in the schools. And then we had about almost 20 young persons coming out to the competition. And we had the first ever Junior National Extempo Calypso Monarch. Eventually, I had support from the...
Extempo Monarch.
Eventually, I had the support of the then Minister, Dr. Nan Gatsby Dolly, Minister of Education and Minister of Culture, and in her both portfolios, and we're able to get the first prize up to $10,000. I saw from that competition, Kevin Calise, the grandson of Black Stalin, winning that competition for a few years, coming into the senior extempo competition, making it to the finals. I saw Josiah Thomas, who was from Belmont Secondary, coming out of our competition, coming into the senior extempo. So I was beginning to see the benefits and the fruits of the labor. And that was the nice thing about it for me, as you said, discovering that talent and seeing the turnover. Unfortunately, COVID came. Some of the members who are at the head of the NGO passed away, the chairman, the treasurer passed away, and COVID came. And I was unable to start back the competition thus far, but I made it a pledge this year to start it back at least for independence around that time as a precursor to Carnival 2027, to our independence junior extempo monarch with more nation building topics and that kind of stuff to get the kids back into the run of the mill of things and then reestablish the competition. But we ran that competition for about 5-6 years straight, and at one point in time we had 30 persons coming out to compete, male and female, and it was so much that the competition started where we even included in the final year of the competition, before we had the little hiatus, a primary school category.
So you had a primary and a second.
Primary, that's how big it got. Brian, this was done out of pocket.
Brian, we have to revisit this. Let's take a call. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Hey, David, how are you going by? I tuned in a little before Mr. Brian Nolan came on. I played on Monday, Mr. Brian Nolan. I went and picked up all the ashes Monday. I ain't played on Monday, but I will catch you the weekend. All right. Mr. Brian Nolan, a pleasant morning to you. You know, this particular art form, it is a very innovative art form. So I don't know if in what way you and those that are involved in it can, like, expand it. You know, you can work in the Ministry of Culture, we can expand it to the schools and accommodation among primary school children, that age children, that these two kind of have that kind of... that zeal and that energy for these sort of things.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice you know, suggestion or recommendation. What do we can expand this thing? Get him have entire competition, schools, your competition there. So moving forward, come on, I'll listen off your thoughts for it. Bye.
Yeah, so for sure. So as I just explaining that 2016 I would have formed an NGO that we had the first national junior extempo monarch. And we ran the competition until COVID came along. And then after COVID, we had some of the members passing away, some of the members at the top of the NGO. But we had a primary and secondary category, and we had almost 30-something young people coming to do that extempo competition. We had sponsors from, thanks to, I'd say, Blue Waters this morning, who were always on board with us. National Flour Mills giving hampers to all the finalists, they were always on board with us. The Ministry of Education, they were always on board. Ministry of Culture, we had some support from them. And again, we started off with a price of just a $1,500 first prize and got it to $10,000 first prize.
In six years' time.
And again, this first 3-4 years was done out of pocket. I mean, totally out of pocket. To rent venue, to pay band. Mr. Lennox London, who passed away, he was an ex-member of the fire service, so he was able to engage the fire service band
at
for
some
us.
Point.
Yeah, so the band came along and used to give us human service free of charge, so thanks to the fire service as well for that. And the competition started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then, as I said, COVID came and things happened, but I intend to start back this year. I've also spoken to Fireball and one or two other artists, and what we intend to do is also do what we call an extempo school tour and just go into schools
and showcase extempo
again, hoping to start
to
discover
back
talent within the school environment.
I got it.
You know, so that's
all right.
Where I am.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Well, London, congrats on your victory.
Hey, blessings, man. For sure.
But, Davey, you know what is sad? I'm listening to Mr. London. He has great ideas to bring you forward. But you know, this extempo final wasn't heard nowhere on the airwaves of the radio stations. Not a radio. I visibly impaired and whatever, and something I didn't know. Nowhere. Not a radio station in Trinidad Tobago bring that extempo final. That was sad.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that. And I could agree with you on that. Brian, as we continue with our conversations this morning, let's get into the crux of things outside of the extempo. And I must congratulate you. And I tell you, I pioneered that. Fireball with my brethren for years. Yeah. Big up yourself, Rowan. I'm a brethren for a long time. And fires enter this thing and Freddy, Freddy, whatever, you know, Danet and Squeezy Rankin last year and all attempted it.
Yeah.
And I see that they're bringing this new thing. What's the difference between extempo and freestyle?
I think the premise under which it was brought in under Tuku was to try to bring in freestyle, to try and show the younger persons that basically what we're doing is the same thing, just a different beat, a different format, and try to encourage more younger persons to come into the thing.
Okay, take it.
Where it is now, I cannot turn in between it. I've been, and trust me, I could do it. I could go and I could go in there and I could win it. And I just never...
I don't know about it.
It just never appealed to me. It just never.
To do the freestyle?
Yeah, it just never appealed to me, that kind of thing, you know, and not just me.
So the freestyle, you have about what, 30 seconds, sorry?
Yeah, I think you have 30 seconds on a beat and.
And you had to sing until the beat done.
Until the beat finished. You know?
30 seconds up. Yeah. And you had to hit your punchlines, keep hitting punchlines. And then the extempo is a verse.
Yeah, so the extempo is you have a topic. Freestyle, you also have a topic. The extempo, you have a topic. Now, as you pull a topic in the extempo, you hit one time on the topic. Of course, you expect lyrical content on the topic in terms of information, how your treatment, how you rap with the audience on the topic, all that kind of stuff. The freestyle, what I've realized over the past 2 years, all they pull a topic, I realized that a lot of the artists, for lack of using lyrics, they more engage the audience than giving me the freestyle lyrical content on the topic. So for instance, I pull a topic on Freedom Radio. I might not say much about Freedom Radio, but I pull the audience and myself by saying, Freedom Radio, let me hear you, Freedom Radio. So that you have the crowd singing Freedom Radio for almost half of your song, and then they say 2-3 lines about Freedom Radio, but I'll let me hear you again, Freedom Radio.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
So that's what I've noticed about it.
Oh yeah. My God. Is that way, and you know, you hear somebody repeated lyrics.
Yes, so you know. They make all these padded lines and all these padded, these little hook lines for the audience to get engaged, and there's little or no content on the actual topic as extempo has to do. Because we don't have that label to make up no hook line for the money to say.
Exactly. Hello, good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Davey, and to your guest.
Brian London.
I call to congratulate Brian London. And I'll tell you why. On not just on winning the extempo, but all extempo singers as a whole, I want to congratulate them. And tell you why. Davey, I even tell young lawyers, you have to be able to think fast. So if you're in court and somebody throws something at you, you could respond. And extempo is about fast responding. And I think that deserves commendation. As a matter of fact, even the wider society, we need to think fast and make sense of out of what we think. And Brian London, of course, is now the champion. He is the king of extempo. And I think that I had no choice but to call and congratulate him. I wish the wider society will start thinking as fast, making decisions, saying things that actually make sense. And that is an important thing, and I thought I should raise it. I thank you, enjoy.
All right, thank you very much.
Thinking fast, but making it make sense, huh?
Well, listen, that is a skill set that you all have that I just admire.
Yeah, because plenty times a man pull a topic, Davey, and you realize you don't know nothing about it. You know, but you don't know not a word, nothing about it. So
you see, Calypsonians and persons, it goes more and deeper than just coming up with lyrics in your head that rhyming.
Correct.
All right, you had to be reading.
Correct.
You had to be paying attention throughout the year. Current things happening even closer to the carnival. Something major might take place in the country
or outside of the country.
Yeah. Look what was taking place with Maduro. That could have been a topic pulled. I don't know. I didn't get to see the finals. Yeah. I missed it.
So, for instance, like me, I pulled in the first rounds. I pulled the inheritance tax coming. Now, had I not read about what the inheritance tax was, I was able to give
a little thing.
Pertinent. Yeah, a little thing. If all the information that the first the fees to transfer your property. If you have a property over $700, it's not raised and now 10% of the property, the value of the property, and in some cases 25% of the property. So I was able to give context of what it was, what the fees were, what the fees is not raised to, why you now have to pay those fees. I was able to give that context for people who may not have known. So had I not read about it,
that's the thing,
I would have just come in inheritance tax and pat around the topic. But I actually give factual information on and what the inheritance tax was, because I read.
You see why you're waiting. Why Gypsy get licks, right?
I read.
And what I love about Gypsy as well, I remember meeting him in Tuco office a few weeks back. Gypsy had no problem with you winning. Gypsy was like,
trust me.
He come on stage, he fight for the crown, but he lost it, and he lost it to his cousin, his protege, somebody that he brought into the thing, convinced he come.
Yeah, for sure.
And he was able to feel proud now. Yeah, you beat me.
Yeah, in that moment.
I play chess and I have two sons. And my bigger son, I mean, you see the younger one?
Yeah.
You see my 11 year, my 12 year? I feel if I drop the body, you cut my tail.
Yeah, that's what it's been.
I want him to beat me, but I don't want him to beat me because I throw the game. But if I don't watch my game properly,
he
I will get it. A washing because that fella, when he playing that game, he just play. But I see him closer and closer with my play him.
He's
developing, and like, you got my team. But I want him to do that.
Yeah, and that's what I like. I like, for me, you can only hail yourself as the best if you compete against the best and overcome the best and beat the best. And that's why I had to give, in my last verse at the competition night, I had to give kudos to Gypsy in the last verse as the master.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Morning. Congratulations, Brian. And thanks for... And congratulations for the Junior Monarch song.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Yesterday, you wrote the song for the Junior Monarch.
Just humble to be able to.
So, as you mentioned, writing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, caller. As you mentioned, writing.
Yeah.
That song, The Code.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
What tent you sang it with?
I sang it Classic Crusoe.
Classic Crusoe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so, let's talk a bit about behind the scenes with this song. Tell me, behind the music, behind the mic, what was the thought process when composing
the I basically listened to some of the narrative after most elections.
Okay.
And after this election in particular, both parties have their mantras. One is red and ready, next one is yellow is the code. And way after the elections are done, when the focus is supposed to be on Trinidad and Tobago, I'm still hearing yellow is the code, and I'm still hearing, well, we red and ready, all the elections are done, or we red. And I am like, how does that benefit us as a society? How does that benefit us? There, I saw a campaign where the yellow campaign went up the Caribbean to do their thing. And I call it that to my bro.
Leave the shores.
And I'm like, how does these things benefit the people at Trinidad and Tobago? We need to get on with the nation's business, and the nation's business is the people's business. So if that's your party slogan, I cool with that. But I know here in Trinidad and Tobago, we have together we aspire, together we achieve. And that is supposed to be our focus. Anything else other than that for me? And it was real heart-wrenching for me because I'm seeing people who were on different sides of the political divide, and they were like, Dred, this is not it. This can't be it. This cannot be it. So it's out of the bowels and the concerns and the cries of those people, because I'm not a social media person, but time and again people send me stuff, little reels and that kind of stuff. And it's out of those concerns for the people and for the powers that be to hear that the pass out the politics.
So political commentary seemed to be to have been stymied this season. It seems to be pushed to the side. We don't want it. Is that the consensus of generally with the Calypsonians on the ground? What are you hearing? What is coming out right now?
So right now, the word on the ground from Calypsonians is that political commentary, it seems to be losing its space, or they're trying to push it in a corner where it no longer has relevance or has a half a space. What is political commentary? We usually hear, this is just my personal opinion, we usually hear in Trinidad and Tobago think that political commentary means party politics.
Mm-hmm.
political commentary a government has put in place to manage the resources of our country on behalf of the people.
Right.
Everything here belongs to us.
Right.
But sometimes we sit back and say, well, them in charge, so let them do the thing. No, they're in charge of our stuff.
They are comfortable
to us. So if you're in charge of our stuff, then I need to know how you're managing our my stuff. And because we might take a particular position, people may tend to want to now align you to a political party because you say certain things. And because of that, let me be fair and let's be honest. We have two political parties in Trinidad and Tobago. People might say one is predominantly African, one is predominantly East Indian. I dare to say different, but that's the view. And once you sing something along a particular line, then you're either viewed as X or viewed as Y. But for instance, my song, I spoke about if red is the only color you could see, speaking to that side of the political divide, then I don't hear you. And if yellow is your code, I don't hear you either. Because the only code I know as a Calypso is the people's code, which is Trinidad and Tobago's code. So sometimes when you take a particular stance, if you say you raise taxes, and you say you ain't going to give me no taxes, all of a sudden, well, he had to be PNM. He had to be PNM. So you know, he had to be branded. But that's the cries of the people.
And that is
the cries of the people. If you say, I like what you're doing, the opposition never do that, I think you need to do better than that. Oh, now, well, he had to be PNM because he said the opposition never do that.
Yeah.
If I come on and say, hey, Auntie Kamala, I like what you're doing, you're governing me well. Well, he had to be a madman, he had to be a UNC.
So no matter what you do,
neutrality,
neutrality cannot exist because you will be perceived one or the next.
As one of the next. And the funny enough, I think with most Calypsoans, I'm going to say most, I think the mandate for us is the people's mandate. But
and
because we share a particular view, people in certain sectors of the society want
to brand you
as X or Y or Z. And that is the problem that we're facing. It's just perception, as you said.
Growing up as a child,
yeah,
I didn't do Calypso studies, but you get the history of Calypso
as
I got into this media world some 18 years ago, 19 years ago. But the thing about it is, when I looked at it, right, Calypso was always able to speak the ills of society that the regular citizen can't express.
Correct.
And they express it to government in that forum.
In that forum.
I remember seeing Prime Minister Patrick Manning.
Yep.
Basdeo Pandey sitting in the grandstand.
In the front row of the...
And they in the front sit down. And the political peacock pelting boy at them. And what they go do?
I remember.
The facts are the facts. And if this is what you're doing, you said I wouldn't raise taxes. You can't tax a population into prosperity. You said that, Madam Prime Minister. And then you come now and it's tax. You said that the ticketing system was a revenue earner for the last government, and it was not about road safety. You come and raise it 100 times and say road safety. So we sing a song about that. Not about you, but about the issues.
Correct.
Things that you said, things that you're doing.
Correct.
That's what we're singing about. It's like singing about Dr. Rowley handing the baton to another man and saying, you take prime minister.
Correct.
Without being voted in.
Correct.
Those things happened.
Correct.
Those are the facts.
Correct.
But you sing about it, and you are muscled. You are being branded.
Let's go back from 2025 and go backwards, right? Kurt Allen sang Your Turn Now. That was a song against Dr. Rowley.
Mm-hmm.
Placed second at the Mona. I don't think anybody had anything to say. The PNM populace was probably dissatisfied, but it was allowed to take its course.
Because that is what Calypso is.
Elon Francis, in his winning song, pounded the opposition, which is now the opposition, the PNM, in his song last year.
He won
the Monarch. You go back, you had Chambers Dunsey. He won. Pandey can't find his glasses. Talking about Pandey, how he like to drink and he can't find his glasses. Mm. Which is rum they were talking about. Pandey sat down in the front row of the Calypso tent and listened. So when they asked him about it, go back and do the history. He said, hey, die we and die guy so. And he chuckled at it. Right? You had Captain the Ship is Sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Take your steel beam and go. And I'm going way back
I remember the lyrics, right? Was Pandey,
right? So when
the ship is sinking,
so when Crow, we did it. So so now we have calypsos that were sung on our political leaders, about political parties, about governments, about oppositions,
about things that was happening,
about things that were happening. but they were allowed to take their course, because if politicians or government or people in authority just listen for a moment to some of the things that the Calypsonians are saying, maybe, just maybe, they will be able to better serve the populace, because the Calypsonians have always been considered to be the voice of the people, not the voice of the party, not the voice of the government. It has always been considered to be the voice of the people. And as you say, if you say something and I think about the issue and not about you, then you might be able to get some answers.
Pal,
for some of the things.
I feel your pain. I sit on this program and I maintain neutrality. And ever so often, I'm accused of my yellow hat showing today or my red jersey came out the next day because I say certain things that didn't please the listenership. Yeah. On, you know, this side on this side, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
I took a neutral stance on the rose delivery by tribe. And I was told that I'm condoning something that is immoral and illicit and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You understand? So I feel you. Hello, good morning. Good morning, good morning.
A pleasant good morning once more, Davy, and London. I saw you that you broadened the conversation, and I thought that I should now make a contribution with regard to that. And the issue about tax, and yes, people sang about tax and so on too, right? And in fact, I saw it a couple of places in Carnival. Now, I'll tell you, we have World Cup 2020 cricket now, so I'll use that as the analogy. 2020 cricket is about plenty runs fast. So you're going to hit ball. But when you get into the wicket, you have to get the feel of the wicket first. Now, when Kamala Prasad Bisesa, I'm not holding brief for her, but when she came into office and while on the campaign trail, she said, yes, you can't bring wealth to a country by taxation. And I agree with that. You don't tax people because that does nothing for the country. It will do for the government, for the running of the government, but you have to create other revenue streams that come from outside. But the thing is that it may be too early in the game to really blame her, and I'll tell you why. When she came into office, if it is that the treasury was virtually empty, you get money from within in the meanwhile. Now, I would say if after 3 years there are no additional revenue streams and you're only looking at taxes, then that is not good governance. But the thing is that in the meanwhile, in the first 2 years, she may not have a choice and utilize the resources that are within whilst you're looking for foreign investment, which is being done. So I thought I should raise that, not because in the campaign trail she said she will not raise taxes and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean that it is going to be immediately. And I hope that people will understand that. I have spoken to several economists and they share the same opinion. Anyway, with regard to the Calypso Monarch competition. Now, Davy, when I know something, I'll tell you it. When I don't know something, I ask you it. I understand that there is the issue of censorship with one Calypsonian, whomsoever it was, where the volume went off and so on. And it has caused a controversy. But the thing is it not that there was a peer system and the judges would have heard the lyrics and they would have judged based on what they heard, not what came off on TDT? At least that's my opinion. So I'm trying to understand why is this hullabaloo over that he was singing against the government or whatsoever. But that not, for me, that my understanding is that had nothing to do with the judging. He could have still placed first if the judges thought that it should be. And generally, Davy, it's like in cricket. If I like you, yes. You're not out. And if I do like you, yes, you're out your edge and you're caught and that kind of thing. The thing is that different spectators, different commentators will like different participants. And when my participant do win, the thief. And because my participant was singing against the government, well, some government minister calls that.
I got you. Thank you.
Enjoy. Right.
So, what I'll say is this, and just a talk about the analogy of the cricket. And I must say this to Trinidad and Tobago. I don't delve myself into politics. I don't because I don't want, and I will say this to you, Davy.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've been asked to sing on a PNM campaign. I said, I refused.
Mm-hmm.
I was also asked to be a part of a UNC campaign. I refused as well. Because I don't want anybody to see if I sing something in particular. But Brian, how you go sing that? How you go do that? How you go sing that? Because you remember, you're on a campaign trail, you go sing that. I chose not to. That's what the remuneration was. I chose not to. Right? the analogy with your cricket that you gave, and I just, and this is not about politics. T20 is where you use franchise cricket. Get in there and make runs fast.
Mm.
Yeah? Understand the wicket fast, can need to make runs fast. I had 3 years. You used to T20 as the analogy.
You're right.
It's a fast game. It's a short game.
So we had to get in and get out.
It's a short. Get in and get out.
All right.
Get in, understand what lies ahead, make the decisions, because T20 had to make decisions quick. Either you decide to chase runs, or decide to pad and probably just block it out and make
either way, we had to make a decision, quickly. It's a short stint.
Short game. So in the context of that, I think the analogy wasn't probably the best analogy. Probably this might be a more test cricket scenario. Here, or a 50-over scenario, because you have a bit more time to apply yourself and to think about it and to make a decision. But the T20 would have probably not been the best analogy to use. And in the context of the Calypso Monaco, the mic being muted. Yes, it may not have affected the judges. And again, you say if you speak about something because you don't know. So I'm just in kind of educating you in terms of what the Calypso is. So because the judges heard it on the night and he was placed where he's placed, fine. But the majority of persons who were listening to the Calypso Monaco were not in the savannah. They were at home, behind their television screens, or online listening on TTT. And that is why the perception was that we didn't want the mass. So the masses were at home or in a private space listening to the Calypso. They were not looking at in the mass crowd waiting to judge it in the savannah. The savannah was almost empty. I can tell you that.
Yeah, they were home. The North Stand was free this year, but...
Right.
And they bring it back.
So people were home in their private space. So that is why people were saying like they didn't want we to hear this.
Yeah.
People who were
the
home.
Majority,
the majority.
Yeah,
the majority were at home in their space. So just to give you some clarity, it wasn't about the alike who are placing them. Wherever he placed, because he was heard in the savannah at the night. But the masses who were behind their screens, who were listening to the lyrical content home, those were the ones who felt that they were disenfranchised or that something was done.
But that is not the judging.
That was not
his mic. I was there in person carrying the broadcast. His mic did not cut on stage.
Right, his mic did not cut in the savannah. So the people, the masses for who they felt this was intended for, we to hear, we want to hear it. I had money to go to the marsh, I can't go to the marsh, but I want to hear the guy. So
them was
saying
they were robbed a bit from it. From it.
And that's what it was.
But it was not a situation that the judges didn't hear it. They heard it from start to finish with diction and clarity.
Yeah, so that is the explanation I give to you. They didn't know, so I just informing you of what.
And I'm happy that you make that analysis. Because I was saying to myself, I had a wrap the interview now as we're getting set to 8 o'clock.
For sure, man.
So you can't leave without getting me something. Me and I want to hear something this morning on this radio station. We chatting with a veteran, Kaisonian.
What?
The man is the name of Brian London, who say he don't want the culture to burn. This is a man that will give us a show. The 2026 Extempo. The man who went out there and win. He is the 2026 king.
Wherever you are now in Trinbago, through the airwaves, please let the blessings flow. Please tell all your family and friend they need to tune into 106.5 FM. Freedom to talk and freedom to speak, freedom to educate and freedom to teach. And this is what I want you to know. 106.5, the best radio station in Trinbago.
Boom! Hey, I hope Control Room record that. That's the morning rumble news.
So you get a promo.
I get a promo. I only put that on my
screen. Yeah, a promo.
Hey, Brian London, it's always a pleasure. You know, I'm going to take one call. You have about 30 seconds. Talk to me
Brian
quick.
Brian London, man. I'm so pleased to get... to get him to speak to Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, I still driving your street in Faisal, man. I take a street.
Yeah, but I shoot him after me in Faisal, yeah.
Yes, I still driving your street. I'm thankful. I mean, the talented thing to that. You're not so bad, but I mean, you can't match the king.
No.
All the best, brother.
I try a thing.
You have been very, very well explained this morning, and you went across your explanation very careful.
Yes, he did.
And I'm very, very, very pleased with you coming on the station. Good guest, Davy, and all the best. The talent of you and the family circle, brother, is always embraced by me and my family.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Man. Thank you. Love, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
quickly, 30 seconds. Quick. Hello?
Davy, I don't know why people just try to make sense out of foolishness, so, you know. This fella trying to defend a microphone thing, boy. And it's the same thing with all parties, you know. Once my party do something, that's blatant wrong.
All right.
Some, always trying to justify with some crappy excuse, but...
All right. Thank you. You see, Brian, Brian didn't justify nothing.
I think you're talking about me. I think you're talking about the caller.
Oh, the other caller.
The caller who called and was trying
to... be, because...
That wasn't me you was talking about.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, let me hear Sandra. Quick, Sandra, let me hear you. What you want to tell Brian?
But Davey, if they want to hear, they could they could replay, they could go on YouTube and still hear the massive, could still hear it over and over and over. They're trying to make a mole out of a mountain some.
And I agree with that. Yeah?
And I just again, so it was just in that moment. So yes, we can go back and replay, but in just in that moment. Because remember, all of your home, you're still looking at a competition and the competitive side of the thing and that kind of stuff. So it's just Trinidad and Tobago, it's not a defending or anything. It's just
in that moment. That was it.
That was it. So because it happened in the moment, people have their perceptions and their thought processes at that particular moment, in that moment. And yes, you are correct. We can go back to YouTube, we can hear it, but it was just in that moment. And it's like, you know, sometimes in life they say things that make you go, Yeah, and it's just in that moment. For some people, I don't think anybody's trying to justify it. They try to rob the man or they try to take him out. It's nothing like that. It's just in that moment.
You can imagine if the Savannah had went black and he might cut off when he was singing.
And that happened to Mighty Shadow, Shadow's in the Savannah, and as Shadow hit the stage, bam, the current went, and for about 15 seconds, bam, it came back. So what? They tried to sabotage the Mighty Shadow. So 10 right. things happened, you know, so it's just in that moment.
Well,
so
thank you very much, Brian. And I mean, we will chat again, you know, in the not too distant future.
Trinidad Tobago, I say heart of love to you, I say blessings, and people trying to be, well, let's try to live in love, in unity, forget the political biases, the political sides, because at the end of the day, we have to live here, we have to exist here, our generations behind us have to live here. So the political fight and thing, it's necessary.
Let's keep it positive.
Love it.
All right, your news is up next.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.